Bees.
Here comes Harbor Beach. Second and nine. Eli Kraft rolling to his left, passing to his left, and it hits the hands of Colin Cook at the 26-yard line, and he couldn't hang on to it. An incomplete pass. That would have been very close to the first down. Instead, it's now third down and nine.
Yeah, and Harbor Beach brings out a rollout to the near side of the field. Bath sits in a zone. Colin Cook finds the open area. Kraft drops it right into the breadbasket, and nobody near him just drops to the ground.
Third and nine now coming up for Harbor Beach, sending two receivers wide each way. Eli Kraft in the shotgun at his own 41. To the right of him, that is Austin Seltz, looking to pass. Downfield, down the far sideline to the goal line. Is it caught? He say he brought it in, but he was out of bounds. Pass was intended for number two, Travis Esmaker. He did bring it in, but he was out of bounds. Incomplete pass, and now it's a fourth down and nine to go. Both teams really not doing much on offense on either side of the ball.
Yeah, perfect throw and catch there. Just Kraft just didn't leave enough room for Essemaker to keep his feet in bounds, but a heck of a catch. And in kind of that no man's land, so to speak, Harbor Beach is going to go for it here on fourth down.
Yeah, it's in that no man's land, like Dave said, and the two wide each way. Kraft in the shotgun, sells to his left. Looking to pass. Gets it off quick to Colin Cook. Catches it at the 26. He's at the 25, still on his feet, and diving forward at the 24. And on the third effort, gets all the way down to the 21, and the Harbor Beach fan base loves it. Colin Cook connects from the Eli Kraft pass from the 35 down to the 21, a 14-yard gain. First and 10 for the Pirates, converting on fourth down.
Yeah, and a similar pattern run by Colin Cook. And a similar throw by Eli Kraft right into his arms. Made a nice catch this time, Colin did. And he ran over a couple guys to make sure he got the first down. The last guy there to bring him down, Dylan Moffitt.
And Bath calls a timeout to discuss things that they just saw. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, Harbor Beach nothing, Bath nothing. 9 minutes left in the first.
Do you enjoy doing laundry? I mean, really enjoy it. Didn't think so. Well, it's like life insurance. You don't like to talk about it. You'll eventually get around to it, but not doing your laundry really isn't an option, unless you're into that kind of thing. If you didn't know already, I'm Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Let me do your laundry for you. Not literally, but let's make sure you have clean clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com.
Stay up to date with your WLEW Sports game updates on Twitter. In-game updates, stats, and photos, simply follow at WLEW Sports. As is a handoff to Austin Selson, first and 10. He's down to the 15, down to the 10, to the 5, and he drags his defenders in.
Touchdown.
Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Austin Selson from 22 yards out for the score. It's Harbor Beach 6, Bath nothing.
Well, I'm not sure what Bath talked about in their timeout, but I don't think they talked about
it. It was not that.
It was definitely not that. Austin Seltz, again, he's very small, but very fast, runs low to the ground. By the time he got through the line of scrimmage, he just outran everybody, and a great play call and great run. Credit the offensive line for creating that big hole for Seltz to run through.
And they bring out the kick team for Harbor Beach, going for the extra point, Nick Hessling. That's 6'2", 185 kicker. He's a senior on this team. Started as the kicker last year. It is through the uprights and good. And the extra point is good. And so the score now goes to Harbor Beach 7, Bath nothing, with 8:54 left in the first quarter. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
So, your kids are growing up fast. It happens to everyone. Seems like just last year they were asking for a new doll or toy, and soon they'll be bugging you for a new car. But right now, it's time to start thinking about a cell phone. Thumb Cellular is here to help. Introducing the starter plan.
The iPhone 5S and iPhone 5C are now available at Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
your number one Harbor Beach Pirate fans, Auto Owners Insurance and Albert Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Albert Insurance Agency in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113 for all your insurance needs.
Harbor Beach strikes first on a 21-yard drive, I should say a run, from Austin Seltz on first and 10. It's now Harbor Beach 7-0 as Nick Hessing's point after was good, and now he's kicking this off, and it goes all the way down to the 15-yard line where Leslie Payne brings it in. He's going down right into the middle, gets to about the 27-yard line, is pushed back to the 25. They're going to spot him down to the 28-yard line. Interesting fact about Bath Township, last September they passed a new ordinance to limit junk vehicles at 2 per lot if behind a fence and under a car cover. But also in that ordinance, here's the interesting part. You can also only have one stock car on your lot, like a race car, but it can't be in the front yard. So that gets me to this week's trivia question. I'm stretching, I'm sorry. As here now Bath comes out, we'll get to the trivia question in just a second. Fullback in the backfield, it's Reindress. Actually,
balls,
it's a fumble.
Ball's on the ground.
Moffitt needs to dive on it at the 29-yard line. No word yet which direction we're going. Harbor Beach ball.
Wow.
On the bottom of the pile, number 35, DJ Ridner. The linebacker, inside linebacker for Harbor Beach, dove on the first snap of that drive for Bath. And Harbor Beach has the ball back yet again with a short field.
We actually seen it a couple times last week with Lakers just getting too excited, getting too anxious to run the play on that option. And forgetting the ball, hits the turf, and credit Ridner there for being aware and jumping on it.
They come out with a running back on either side of Eli Kraft, who's two receivers to the right. It's a handoff to Austin Seltz right at the middle, down to the 20-yard line. It's going to be a 9-yard gain, just shy of the first down. Austin Seltz, actually giving him the first down, so it's a 10-yard gain for number 14, the small but mighty running back for Harbor Beach. He's 5'8", 165 pounds. And he's a junior, and he is just fast, blazing fast.
Cam Ellsworth with the tackle for Bath.
Here comes Harbor Beach, same formation. Eli Kraft in the shotgun, two to the right, one to the left. And Austin Seltz to the left of Eli and Travis Esmick to the right. And it's a pass out to number 10, Josh Shelke. It's complete at the 7-yard line, pushed out of bounds on the far sideline, stopping the clock at 8:07. Harbor Beach leading 7-0 over Bath. And now a 6-yard pickup, 2nd and 4 coming up.
Yeah, Zach Richardson there to push him out of bounds.
All right, we're going to try this now here, Dave. The trivia question.
For this.
Inside Harbor Beach city limits, how many fire hydrants are there?
How many fire hydrants are
inside the city limits of Harbor Beach? We'll get to your answer in a second. You can Google it
if
you'd
like. Can I Google it?
Sure.
Is that possible?
You're not going to find it. Eli Kraft hands this off to Travis Esmaker, trying to go on the left end, and he's actually tackled forward down to the 10-yard line. He's going to be close to the first down marker, but shy by a yard. It's going to be a 3-yard gain, 3rd and 1 now for the Pirates, who have converted on a 4th down already tonight. 7:49 left in the first. They lead 7-0 over Bath. This drive was set up by a first play of Bath's drive, a fumble on the snap. DJ Ridner jumped on it, and here come the Pirates.
Brandon Chapko with the tackle on the last play.
Kraft hands it off to Austin Seltz. He breaks free of a tackle, the 9, gets down to the 6-yard line. Tackled by the Silver Helmets of Bath right there. 1st and 10, actually say, 1st and goal to go for the Pirates. 5-yard pickup.
Brandon Chapko with back-to-back tackles now for the Bath defense.
Travis Esmaker checks in and replaces number 22, Mitch Hearn. Any idea, Dave?
I don't have a clue, Clark.
130 fire hydrants in Harbor Beach. Now you know.
Now I know.
Austin Seltz gets the handoff. He's down to the 3, and he is gang tackled and brought down by number 64.
54. Chapko
Brandon
again.
Brandon Chapko, the man who does it all on defense. He's 6'2", 220 pounds. That's his 3rd tackle in a row.
Yes, it is. He is. He must be the one that's spying on Seltz right now because. And speaking of Seltz, looks like he's checking out of this game. Ridner checking in.
Second and goal to go from the 3-yard line. Coming out in the T formation, three men in the backfield. It's a handoff to the left side.
Touchdown.
DJ Ridner rumbles in for the score. The second touchdown goes to Ridner, and the Pirates are up 13-0 over Bath.